on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So 7:39 is where we're at this morning, and of course we move along now to our next feature. Now, really good news came through yesterday that the long and much anticipated reopening of the Greenpoint Flea Market will finally happen this Sunday, the 22nd of December. How's time flying, eh? Now, after a lapse of 10 years, traders will celebrate their return to the market from which they were evicted in 2009 to accommodate the building of the Cape Town Stadium for the World Cup, or the 2010 World Cup. But joining us online for comment, the newly elected chairperson of the Cape Town Stadium Market, and that is Rashida Miller. Asalaamu Alaikum, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Walaikum salam, Sabra, and shukran once again to be on your airwaves.
Only a pleasure, and this time hopefully with very good news. It's been a long time coming, but speak to us. You know, what has been going on since we last spoke?
Well, we haven't really achieved what we wanted in the form of a lease agreement.
Mm.
You know, the big thing was we need to return with a lease agreement. But because, you know, we've been waiting so long and council has approved, well, MACO decision was only taken and approved and signed off on the 5th of December for us to return, we have now the opportunity to at least have some income over this festive season, and the date we're returning is this Sunday, the 22nd of December. We don't call this our official launch because there's much work still to be done, but the excitement is there, the traders are getting ready, and well, at least 150 to 200 traders will be pitching stalls at Greenpoint. Outside the Cape Town Stadium in the P4 parking in front of the new athletics, the track there. So, yes, we are very, very excited. Our final meeting is for the city will be taking place tomorrow. And there we will basically sign off everything that needs to be done. The city of Cape Town, they are issuing us with permits, which I call the Dorm Pass, but this time around, we are looking at it as a service permit.
Mm-hmm.
We shall be paying the city a permit of about 190 rand a month,
mm-hmm,
for the 4 Sundays, but they will be doing the services, which is great. They will be doing the cleaning, the waste management, the security, the standby medical, etc. So we've agreed on that. But the organization, Cape Town Stadium Market Traders Association, which is an amalgamation of the old historical traders, and there were 5 organizations, we will still be in partnership with the city on the management of it for at least the next 6 months until the new management framework of the city will be ready, and then we would like to apply for that management.
All right. Now, Rashida, tell me, how have the traders, the original traders, you know, received and taken the news that they will be able to go back this weekend?
Oh, Sabra, you know, yesterday when we decided that it has to go out in a flyer, it was sent, I think, I don't know how many WhatsApps or how many Facebook pages have gone out on it. And more traders are calling, and I think this market is going to burst by its sides. The traders, they are so excited. We are all just, you know, we can't wait, and we're praying for good weather, although we looked at it's going to be a bit overcast. We have secured a great variety of a lot of local products, as well as our courier traders will be there, who's been part and parcel of the whole, you know, since before 2010. Yes, the excitement is there. We are getting ready. We're finalizing allocations. Yeah, please, we're calling on the communities to support this market. It's not going to be just a market. It's going to be the rendezvous, the touch base arena where We don't only want to create an area for shopping, but also of community connecting. We're also looking at granting opportunities to certain very special charities, for example, the Shamie Scott Foundation. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people know about her.
Yes.
She, you know, the challenges that she has, but they've developed into their own little businesses. And we hope to host her there as well as part of the market. And if there are others who have really needy causes or want to do fundraising, please contact us. We would love this to be a real Cape Town, something to be proud of, something economic empowerment for the city, and a world-class market, hopefully, in the future.
Like you said, a world-class market, and we understand there's a certain vision for the Cape Town Stadium market, you know, that has been put forward. You know, has this been communicated effectively to our Greenpoint market traders? You know, will they be able to keep up with this vision?
Well, you know, it is going to be a learning curve. And the long road to this point was 10 years. And for us now to put together partnerships with people can help us where we're going to upskill if we are not there yet. We want to be there for each other as a unit. The unity of the members is very, very important. And we're also hoping that big business would look upon us as, you know, a thriving community out there and come on board with their social commitment also to uplift us, to ensure that we do stand out as a local community to showcase to the world what Cape Town can have, not only the waterfronts and the canal walks, but local small traders from the Cape Flats, from all over Cape Town, coming out to showcase what they can do as entrepreneurs. We also would like to encourage the youth to come out with their, and you know, we're going to plan some programs. For example, on a certain Sunday, we could host maybe a group of youngsters who are entrepreneurs and want to come and do some business. We don't just want to be a market, come and set up in that. No, it must be growth. It must be economic development. It must be empowerment and sharing of knowledge and expertise and learning from each other. You know, yesterday from 7 a.m., I think till 12 p.m., people were chatting and chatting on you know, because my number has been given as the contact. And we welcome them. We're telling them, even if you don't have a store, come up, come and chat. Because I think also from here, we can look at new opportunities. Cape Town is full of areas and venues, and that's us who must take it and create those jobs, because I do believe the informal sector is one of the biggest job creators, and unemployment being so high, let's all just try to be entrepreneurs and bring the food to the table, and let's help each other create new markets, new standards, new living conditions, the camaraderie of unity. You know, this is like a family coming together.
Sure.
People are bursting and bubbling over.
Rashida, tell me, in terms of the traders, you know, those that were trading prior to 2010 at the Greenpoint market, will all of them be returning to the Cape Town Stadium market?
No, Sabina, not all of them will be trading. A lot of them have moved on.
Okay.
Those who have realized that the opportunity is there, you must realize that for the past 2 years, we are getting ready with the names and
yes,
the returning of the old historical traders, putting out our feelers. Where are you? Do you want to come back?
Mm.
Or, you know, what is also amazing is that some of the children are taking over. The parents might have passed on, but my mom used to trade there, and I'm still in the business. I'd like to continue. So we've accommodated those. But we cannot say that everybody's returned.
Sure.
No.
And, of course, going forward, you know, like you mentioned, you know, is there room for expansion with regards to the Cape Town Stadium market currently at the space where it will occupy from now onwards?
Yes, look, the ROD, the record of decision, you know, when they built a stadium was for an amount of 420 traders.
Ah.
That is written in down. But however, we felt that, you know, a startup market, you know, just to start developing it and growing it comfortably and for it to be sustainable, let's start with 200. And that is what we're going to do now. But we have to, you know, it is like a liquid, it's like a river flowing. So we do not know what is going to emerge. It's going to be new things coming up and we might change this. Nothing is cast in stone. And I'd like to believe that, you know, that our organization is one that goes with time, goes with changes and adapts as we move along. And from here, who knows? More markets would be emanating.
Sure. We have about 30 seconds to go. Any final comment from yourself ahead of this weekend's opening, Rashida?
Yes, please. We are appealing to all the communities and all the tourists that's in and around Cape Town. Please come around. Come and pop in. Come and see what we're doing. Enjoy the day with us. And your input and advice to us is welcome. And we hope that we're going to have a bumper day on Sunday.
Rashida, just in terms of Sunday, what are the operating times there?
We will be operating from 9 o'clock till 5 o'clock. Of course, traders will be coming in from 6 a.m. already for setup and that. You know, like the world-class vision was that we open with uniform structures, et cetera, et cetera. That is not in place because there was not enough time. And that's why I said the official launch will only be, inshallah, next year. But we are coming out there, putting our best dressed foot forward and hoping that the whole of Cape Town is going to join us.
All right. Well, Rashida Miller, we wish you all of the best for this weekend and thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
Shukran so much to Voice of the Cape again.
Go well. And that was chairperson there, Rashida Miller, speaking to us in terms of the Cape Town Stadium market.